Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for putting up with my nasal condition here. This cold I've had for the last week or so, this is something I haven't had for years. So thank you for tolerating how I sound. Let's get to work. Mexico said the screwworm case near the U.S. border has been contained, and it was from an animal that had been moved from southern Mexico to that area 70 miles south of the U.S. border. No flies have been detected in that area. USDA says the case, though furthest north the screwworm has advanced in Mexico, is the most threatening to the American livestock industry.
This pest, which was once eradicated in the United States decades ago, has now reemerged and reemerged dangerously close to our southern border. Because it endangers the livelihood of our livestock, it endangers our livestock industry, and it threatens the stability of beef prices for consumers across America.
Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
It really comes down to the government doing more faster as a way to ensure we have the tools. For example, we also need to ensure that EPA is helping us provide expedited approvals for pesticides. And while FDA has already done a good job of providing an emergency use of products, we need to make sure that they are also at the table, continue to have the discussion of what more they can do to help us and the industry identify those products that can help be used by producers in healing up their cattle once we do see new world screwworms.
Woodall also said it's time to expedite the construction of a new sterile fly facility. American agriculture has a growing need to strengthen its defenses against cyber assaults. The computers, sensors, GPS, and cloud-based data systems that help producers boost productivity also increase the chances for cyber criminals to worm their way into producers' operational systems and data. Cyber attacks on agribusinesses in recent years have demonstrated hackers' ability to shut down processing plants, halt livestock purchases, and cost corporations millions. The University of Nebraska Educational System, working to strengthen ag cyber defenses. Multiple Nebraska projects with various funding sources, including federal government grants, are at the forefront of analyzing and addressing vulnerabilities. Megan Jackson of the University of Nebraska says many technologies used in precision ag, like drones, have been designed for use and affordability before data security. Disruptions of an automatic irrigation system or hacking a dairy's control system could mean the failure of an entire season or death of livestock. This is Inside Agriculture, time for our first break.